Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show on a glorious Friday.
Oh,
Brent Hesse.
Friday.
And we've got Noah Cassidy joining me.
Yep, sure enough, here with you for sure.
And we've got some Did You Know Show facts.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and get us kicked off on this Friday. I'm ready to get on out of here, get in. Well, I guess me leaving right now doesn't help anything, right? Because doesn't make football speed up any faster, but I'm ready to get out there and watch
some
football.
You're ready to get the weekend started.
Yep.
I get that.
Anyways, I'll go ahead and get you your Did You Know Show facts because I know that's what you want to hear. So we have, did you know that the Appalachian Mountains are older than the Atlantic Ocean?
No, I did not know that. I mean, it's hard. You know, when it's landmarks like that, I don't even know how to even imagine. First, how old they know how old they
right.
are, and second, to even be able to, you know,
and then you wonder,
it.
You know, maybe is it just off of when they named it, or because they we'll figure it out right here, right? Okay,
yeah.
So the Appalachian Mountains aren't the world's largest mountains, although they stretch from Canada all the way down to Alabama. They aren't even the world's longest, okay? So they're not the biggest, not the longest.
Not even the biggest in the United States.
Right.
Now you've got the Rocky Mountains
Rockies in
the West are bigger than the Appalachians, but they are definitely really cool.
Yeah, but, I mean, obviously, yeah, they still stand among the world's oldest mountains. So with some of its rocks dating back to 1.2 billion years ago, a milestone that makes this peak older than the Atlantic Ocean. So apparently they have tested the rock, and the rock is actually older than, I guess, some tests they've done in the ocean. The oldest part of the Appalachian Mountains began to rise when a planet looked much different, when our planet looked much different. At the time of the creation, North America was still attached to Europe and most of Asia, and it, making it the supercontinent that we kind of know
Pangaea
or whatever. Yep, that's how we kind of learned that in school, right? So, however, a collision between the plates collision and broke it apart, the continents became separated and all that good stuff. And so technically the ocean that separates these continents wasn't in existence
at that time. So the plates rose together and formed the mountain range
before the break.
Pangaea split.
Correct. So there you go. That's how they know that technically the mountains are older, even though the water technically has always been there.
Yeah, just not in that part.
Just not in that part. And
yes.
So,
all right.
There you go.
That's good. That's good, good, good. Well, I've got one for you. We're going to talk about food and theft.
Food and theft. All
yes.
Right.
So do you know what the world's most stolen food is? This is out of the whole world.
You know, we were talking about this earlier, because you originally asked it to me, and you still hadn't told me what it is, so it's going to be a surprise to me in this moment also.
Yeah.
But I originally thought bread, because
that's kind of what I thought before,
you know,
I clicked on it.
But then I started thinking about it. Nowadays, you get a bread basket when you go out to eat in a lot of these places. So really, I guess bread theft probably isn't much of a thing these days, even though it's, you know, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to I think, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say apples aren't – I'm going to say an apple. Even though it's not all over the country, I'm going to say an apple because it's easy for somebody to walk by a market, you know, in third world countries and grab something.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to say.
The answer is cheese.
Cheese.
Cheese is the world's most stolen food. Each year, about 4% of the world's cheese supply is stolen.
That's actually a lot.
Yeah. And it's just because cheese is a really big business. The average global sales are usually about $114 billion.
Okay.
And in Italy, Parmesan is so valuable, it can be used as loan collateral.
No shot.
Yeah, so apparently cheese gets stolen in bulk sometimes just because of how valuable it is.
I mean, they steal it in bulk. You know, you put that in the barn and then pull a loan out against it.
Yeah, it's a whole organized crime ring in Italy.
That's funny. That's awesome.
But there's more than just Italy that contributes to making it the most stolen food. And New Zealand, there was a case of a duo of cheese thieves that led police on a high octane car chase, and then they started having to throw their boxes of cheddar out the window to try to evade the police.
You know what's actually kind of funny, and I could be wrong about this, and we have all the Did You Know shows saved and everything like that, so maybe one of these days I'll dig through and try and find it. But I think we did a Did You Know show before. You weren't here at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we did a Did You Know show before talking about different thefts,
uh-huh.
and one was a giant cheese theft.
Yeah.
And I think that's the exact cheese theft that it was talking
that's
about.
Awesome.
That's funny.
Well, there you go. So cheese is the most stolen food in the world. Would not have guessed that one.
Not at all.
But now you know, as well as we know some geographical history about the Appalachian Mountains. That's all in our Friday fun on the Did You Know show. Come on back tomorrow. Or come on back Monday, actually, for another episode.